Many important things happened this week, but nothing was as important as this. Shark Week on Discovery. There are a lot of informative, educational shows you can watch during Shark Week. There's Sharkopalypse, which examines a theory that people have caused an increase in shark attacks. Another program that sounds good is Great White Gauntlet. It shows divers exploring shark-infested waters in Australia. But I'm not interested in learning about sharks. I don't want to know the history of sharks. I don't care about marine biologists tracking great whites. What I want to see during Shark Week is blood. Lots and lots of blood. Don't gasp in horror. If you're watching Shark Week, you also want blood, and if you deny that, you're lying. We get 1 week a year to get up close and personal with sharks on Discovery. Let's make it good. I want to see sharks attacking people. I want to see lifeguards frantically blowing their whistles, clearing beaches, terrified swimmers breathlessly running out of the water. And I don't want reenactments. I want to see the real thing. Actual video of shark violence. I want to see five. I want to see five people in the mouth of a great white. If Discovery really wants to get my attention, it'll top off the week with confirmation that the 70-foot prehistoric shark named Megalodon still exists. Not only does it still exist, it has evolved. Megalodon is part shark, part German Shepherd, and part Jeep Wrangler.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.